Yeah, disappointing, but having said that, the Grasmen produced a great wicket, and what entertainment for a maximum crowd in a local derby. Disappointing to lose to the old enemy, but cricket was a massive winner tonight, and for them all going home from the ground, I'm sure they're disappointed, but they'll also be thinking, you know, what a game of cricket that was. And I thought, to be fair to Warwickshire, after going for 188, it was going to be hard work for them, but, you know, didn't they play well? Darren Maddy played an exceptional innings, Chopper held them together, and Chris Wokes at the end there, I think he's got 28 off 9 balls, and so the three of them have really, really come up with a very good performance and stole the game away from us.
Probably for long periods of the game, there's not a lot you did wrong, to be fair.
Yeah, I think you're right. I thought in setting up the score, Moeen played exceedingly well, and then Andre blasted the ball, so he obviously made us have a... He was the icing on the cake for a good score. We had three good partnerships, so that's the reason we set up a good score. We could have done better with the ball. Didn't quite execute as well as we wanted to do, particularly the Yorker, which is obviously a fantastic ball, but can be very damaging if you don't quite get it right. But again, in all honesty, you know, Wokes, Chopra, Maddy took the game away from us, and sometimes you've got to take your hat off to the opposition, and they played one hell of a chase and thoroughly deserved the win.
A couple of key moments. There was a missed run-out opportunity, and then there was 18 runs off the 16th over.
Yeah, I think, you know, there was a drop catch at long on Joe Leach, a skyer, which in this standard of cricket should be taken. Ben Cox, unfortunately for him, I know has missed the bales with a run-out, which again was quite costly, and there was also a half chance to Lance Amarawira at short fine. So there was three catches, and there was a couple of run-out chances that if we'd have hit the stumps, we'd have probably got run-outs.
Mention Andre Russell's batting, which was brilliant. And I mean, as you say, it was perfectly set up by Moeen's innings. It looked at one stage as though he'd done something to his hamstring, Steve, possibly.
You never know with the West Indians. And I played against a bloke called Gordon Greenidge, and he was a very dangerous player when he started to limp. They're very flexible people, and they can somehow put up with little niggles and strains more than us guys can. And to be honest, I think that for him to manage and take that wonderful catch, which he did, sprinting after the ball, I'm hoping that there's not a lot of damage there, and I'm hoping that it's just a little niggle. Now, if that's the case, then hopefully he'll be fine for Sunday, and I'm sure we'll find out soon.
Yeah, it was a stunning catch. I'd actually written him off at the end of his innings. I'd actually said in commentary, I doubt whether we'll see him, let alone bowling. I doubt whether we'd actually see him in the field. And then he took that wonderful catch. As you say, move on to Sunday. Somerset, I thought last season down at Somerset was probably the best performance from Worcestershire in 2020 cricket for some time.
Well, we'll be looking to repeat that. Hopefully, you know, it's all about trying to win as many games as you can. And sadly, it wasn't to be tonight, but we'll try our best and get back on the road and have a point to prove against Somerset, who are a very good 20-over side and a team that, when you go down there, they take a lot of beating. So you're right, I enjoyed that victory last year, and hopefully we'll repeat it again.
Just finally, Steve, it tends to be a very sort of passionate atmosphere down at Taunton.
Yeah, but it's a great atmosphere as well, because it's nearly always a full house, and they love their 20-over cricket. They've got some stunning cricketers, and we've got it to do, and it's nice being the underdogs, trying to turn over somebody who's a side that's expected to win, and we did that last year, so we'll try and repeat.